The Five Chinese Brothers, Claire Hutchett Bishop and Kurt Wise. Once upon a time, there were five Chinese brothers, and they all looked exactly alike. They lived with their mother in a little house not far from the sea. The first Chinese brother could swallow the sea. The second Chinese brother had an iron neck. The third Chinese brother could stretch and stretch and stretch his legs. The fourth Chinese brother could not be burned. And the fifth Chinese brother could hold his breath indefinitely. Every morning, the first Chinese brother would go fishing, and whatever the weather, he would come back to the village with beautiful and rare fish which he had caught and could sell at the market for a very good price. One day, as he was leaving the marketplace, a little boy stopped him and asked if he could go fishing with him.
"No, it cannot be done," said the first Chinese brother.
But the little boy begged and begged, and finally the first Chinese brother consented.
"Under one condition," said he, "and that is that you shall obey me promptly."
"Yes, yes," the little boy promised. Early next morning, the first Chinese brother and the little boy went down to the beach.
"Remember," said the first Chinese brother, "you must obey me promptly. When I make a sign for you to come back, you must come at once."
"Yes, yes," the little boy promised. Then the first Chinese brother swallowed the sea, and all the fish were left high and dry at the bottom of the sea, and all the treasures of the sea lay uncovered. The little boy was delighted. He ran here and there, stuffing his pockets with strange pebbles, extraordinary shells, and fantastic algae. Near the shore, the first Chinese brother gathered some fish while he kept holding the sea in his mouth. Presently, he grew tired. It is very hard to hold the sea. So he made a sign with his hand for the little boy to come back. The little boy saw him, but paid no attention.